Now we're studying how to maintain what? Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Number one, to maintain intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you must create time for fellowship. Nobody has time. People create time. If the Holy Spirit is already in your life and you want the anointing of God to grow in you, because the more your relationship with the Holy Spirit is intimate, the more the power of God you manifest. There are people that will speak to problems and they will bind and cast and loose and nothing happens. Don't let people tell you that once we are born again, we are on the same level. We are not on the same level. Even the Bible says, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above. Some people are more anointed above some. Hebrews 1 verse 9. Don't let nobody lie to you that all of us is the same level. We are not the same level, sir. By salvation, we are on the same level, but by covenant, there are higher dimensions. Are you getting something? Create time. Deliberately create time for God. For communion with the Holy Spirit. That is why the devil, today, what the devil is doing, the devil is creating different avenue to take our time. Every day there is one new discovery in technology. If it's not Facebooking, it is YouTubing, it is TikToking, it is Togoing, it is WhatsApping. What? Snapchatting. Tapping. What's tapping? Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Because Satan wants us to keep getting distracted. That is why we are seeing less power now. How many people can go up their phone for 3 days and they won't feel it? You can't. You are so unconsciously attached to your phone. Even when you wake up at night, but there are people that can go without their phone for 1 week. They don't care. There are people, when their phone is ringing, they'll be looking for it. They don't know where they kept it. But there are some people, their phone. Like I always say, they spend more time on the phone than the throne. Luke 22 verse 49, he said, tarry in Jerusalem. What does it mean to tarry? Stay! When a person is a worshiper, for example, you want to come lead worship. Don't just come lead worship with the anointing of the consciousness of I am a good worshiper. When you have spent time alone, worshipped. Let's say you are leading worship on a Sunday morning and the whole of Saturday you have 2-3 hours worshiping. By the time you come, you are carrying the presence that you have generated. Before you sing a song, the power of God is everywhere. There is no emergency manifestation of grace. It's the anointing you generated that you manifest. Spend time. Learn to go off your phone. Learn it. Tell your neighbor, learn. Learn it. Some things you want from the Lord. Listen, let me show you something. Do you know they stayed for 40 days, 120 of them in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost came? Right? They didn't need to do that. Jesus was teaching them the act of spending time. Before Jesus left, he already gave them the Holy Spirit. Read John chapter 2 verse 20. He said, receive you the Holy Spirit. Did they receive? He had to make them go and wait. John chapter 20. 22. Bring it up. John 20, 22. John 20, 22. John 20. Are you seeing it? Can we read it loud and clear? He breathed out and said, receive ye. Did they receive it that day? They still had to go to the upper room. What he had released, they had to spend time to receive. He had released it, but they had to spend time to receive it. They now went to the upper room. And Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were one accord in one place. They spent time and the Holy Ghost fell on them. So what was released in John came in Acts. God wants you to spend time. The more you spend time with the Holy Spirit, the more you become like Him. The more you are used to Him. Now, if you are married, I don't know, not this generation, if you're married in the 90s, no, 2000, 2010, 2015, 2000, 10 backwards up to 2010. If you're married, you can say, I know my partner. Is that true? But not now, not marriage now. Civilization has spoiled everything. Social media has spoiled everything. How do you know a partner? Because you have spent time with that partner. There are things a wife will say, and they tell the husband, say, my wife can't say that. Why? Why? That's why this is the Holy Spirit. When you walk with God, there are things you can pick and say, this is not the Holy Spirit. And people are like, you are not judging because you know. You know. When I say people, re, ho, sha, te, re, pa, I'll just tell this is not the Holy Spirit. I don't need, because the Holy Spirit is not annoying. It's not irritating. Hey, hey, what is that? Are you for what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit is orderly. It doesn't scare you to give you a message. How did the angel Gabriel come to Mary? Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. Amen. So when you have walked with the Holy Spirit, the more you spend time, develop time. I got testimonies today. I got some yesterday. People saying that they are learning how to walk with the Holy Spirit. The more you spend time with the Holy Spirit, give time. Take 1 hour. The Holy Spirit, I come before you. Spend time in God's presence. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued. When Elijah was speaking in 1 Kings 17 verse 1, he said, the Lord before whom I stand, not whom I visit. In other words, I am always with him. Before whom I stand, I am always with him. There shall not be rain or dew. You know, you don't pray, you don't spend time with the Holy Spirit or spend time with God today, then, like next 2 weeks again, you come to his presence. Next 3 months again, you come. No. Psalm 63 verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. For my soul tested and my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory. Verse 2, as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. So God wants you to spend time. Tell your neighbor, spend time with God. Spend time with God. Say it again, say spend time with God. As the message is going on, there are people looking at their wristwatches because they believe that they have to. The Bible says your time is in his hand. His time is not in your hand. Psalm 31:15. He said, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies. Psalm 31:15. He didn't say your time is in my hand. So you are before God. You don't give God time. I'm going somewhere. Can they be fast? No. Because he owns time. Is bigger than time. Spend time with God. Create time. Oh, I'm busy, you know. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Everybody. You are busy, right? You are very busy. Do you go to the restroom? Do you go to the toilet? Why? Are you not busy? Are you busy? Are you busy? Do you use the toilet? Why? Are you busy? Do you eat? No. You eat. So that tells you that whatever people value, they create time for. Hold on. Whatever people will benefit from, they create time for. Whatever makes people happy, they create time for. When something's no more making people happy, they won't create time for it. When the husband is taking a wife out, they do this, they do that, they do this, they do that. When the woman begins to annoy him, the same man that had time will no more have time. Not because the time is not there, but because he's no more happy. Are you for what I'm talking about? So when you hear a man say to his wife, you don't have time for me, a woman say, you don't have time, before you say there's no time, what did you do that killed the joy? So when God, you want to enjoy the Holy Spirit, you have to create time Intimacy with the Holy Spirit begins on the platform of creating time in His presence. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the help of God, I will create time for fellowship with God. Acts chapter 3 verse 1. Let's see something. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Acts 3 verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at what? At what? Being what? The ninth hour. What is nine? Nine is... What is nine? Fruitfulness. The hour of prayer being the ninth hour. The hour of prayer being what? The hour of prayer being what? So what is nine? What is nine? The hour of prayer being what? The hour of prayer being the ninth hour. If nine is fruitfulness, so the hour of prayer being the fruitful hour. So any man that gives time to prayer will be fruitful. The problem we have is that many people do not know how to spend time. You see, for you to spend time with God, there are two things, amongst others. You must intentionally eliminate distractions. You can't spend time with God when you are distracted. You must intentionally eliminate distractions. You must eliminate idols. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Idols will not keep itself from you. What's an idol? An idol is anything that takes the place of God. Anything that takes your time. Anything. Many of you, your iPhone is your idol. The way you carry that iPhone, you even have a pouch for it. You have a purse. Special purse. When you wake up, you look at the phone. You clean it. You charge it. Even as you came to church now, there was no light in your house. You are looking for a charging spot. You see the way you are worshiping the iPhone? But as I'm talking to you now, you don't have a pen. You are not writing. The Bible you brought to church, your younger sister's home. You saw it on the shelf. You just carried it up. As I'm talking now, you are just... But if your phone is ringing... He said, keep yourself. Idols will not keep themselves from you. You will keep yourself from idol. To eliminate distraction, you need discipline. It takes discipline. And if you walk with the Holy Spirit, one of the things the Holy Spirit will teach you, if you listen to Him, is discipline. The Holy Spirit will teach you discipline. Listen to Him. There are some things the Holy Spirit will tell you. One day I was in the house. I was praying. I didn't want anybody to... It was a brother's house. I didn't want nobody to disturb me. So I was praying. First day. Second day, I was still praying. And the Holy Spirit said to me, step out. Tell them to clean the room very well. Sir, physically, not be waiting dirty that they clean. They are cleaning the room that morning. He said, tell them to clean the room very well. So I was worshiping. There was no... I wasn't praying for the room. There was no prayer for the room. I was just worshiping the Lord. He said, step out. Tell them to clean the room very well. I said, okay. As I was about telling them, he said, there should be three in number. A room. And if you see the room, some things, they arrange some things here, arrange some things here, arrange some things. And I said, the Holy Spirit said they should clean the room. They started laughing. They said, but we clean on this morning now. As the Holy Spirit said we should clean the room, it should be three in number. It's okay. And they began to clean the room. They were laughing. They were cleaning again. And I said, very well. So they were arranging some of the things they put together. One of them screamed. There was a snake. Screamed. Come on. And they killed it. As they were taking it out, he told me, said, this is why I said they should clean the room. Because that snake would have crawled to you. As they held it and they were taking it out, I was just looking like that. He said, this is why I said they should clean the room, because this snake would have crawled to you. Probably when I was praying, and all that, it could have just crawled, because my eyes are shut. So he said, step out. Tell them to clean the room very well. If he had said, there's a snake, he knows I will not enter that room again. There is nothing... I'm not scared of snakes. I mean, what's a snake? But the consciousness of... You see, when something takes you unawares, if you know this, where this thing is, you walk there to kill it. But when you are not aware whether it's coming from here, it's coming, he said, no, let me just stay outside. So he didn't tell me there was just, he didn't tell me there was a snake there. He just said, tell them to clean the room very well. And I stepped out. So you see that? But if I didn't give time to listen to him, I won't hear that. The Holy Spirit can tell you some of the most tiny things. There are some of you, some things have happened. You are praying. Something just, you thought it was a thought. It flashed through your mind. At the end, it's up. We say, hey, this thing, what did they point at the preacher? Has it happened to you? That thing is already in you. The seed is there. As you spend time to develop it, it becomes the voice. What you are feeling now is a witness. That thing you feel is called witness. It says that the Spirit bear witness that we are the children of God. You are still a child. That's why you say, something be they tell me. You are a child, not something. But what you, as many as are led, they are the sons. So children live by witness, sons live by leading. Sons can say, thus saith the Lord. Children can say, something is telling me. Are you getting something today? You can pray. You just hear the voice. Something say, it's like pray against accident. Pray. See, I don't know. One thing is telling me, less than few moments you hear there's an accident. Say, oh God, when I was praying, If you can spend time, it will no longer be something. It will become, you are now used to that voice. Are you listening? One day, we came back from a vigil. Will I call it a vigil? I don't know. If you close 3 a.m., is that a vigil? Yes, sir. It's a vigil, right? Okay. Some people go to some funny night. They will pray and pray till 2:30. They will not sleep. They are together. They will not sleep. No prayer point, nothing. So we finished by 3. We drove. And we parked the car. And the Lord told me to tell the brother to take that car and go to the neighbor's house. Knock there. They should park it because the house is gated. So I told him, I said, this car, unless the bear knock, let them park it inside the place that is gated. He said, I don't understand. This is where I parked my car before. No, I don't want anybody to see finish. That's what he used. I said, go there, park it like that. He said, no. When you sleep. When we came out, in the morning, the car was gone. No, the car was not gone. The car was taken. Those that needed the car more than us. He said, hey. I said, but he told us. He said, it's not, you didn't tell me, Holy Spirit said. You said, when I argue, he said, I should live on this thing. I didn't tell him, Holy Spirit said. And I said, who else will say? Who else will I just on my own tell you to go and park? Why? This is the first time I'm coming to your house. For him, me to tell you to go out is because he told me. And next time, if you want to talk something, talk and well. Say only. If you want to say something, say Holy Spirit told you. How will I disobey? Now, do you know, even if I've told the Holy Spirit said, he would have still argued. He was only reacting that way because the car was gone. And they didn't find it. It was gone. I'm not telling you after a week, the car was gone. Gone. Not like they found it later. Say, I will spend time. Come on, talk to him. Say, I will spend time with the Holy Spirit. So, I said the first way to spend time is to do what? Eliminate distraction. Number two, get a convenient place. People don't know that location matters in the place of prayer. You can't be praying in a everywhere is upside down. Why do you think Jesus will withdraw to a mountain to pray? A mountain is not necessarily an elevated spot. There are attributes of a mountain. A mountain is a deserted place. A mountain is a lonely place. It's very important. When you discover your house is so noisy, you can move to the church premise and just spend time. Location is important. It's very important. Because the devil, one of the things the devil would do, why do we close our eyes when we pray? There's nowhere in the Bible that says close your eyes and pray. It's not in the Bible. Are you following me? There's nowhere in the Bible that says close your eyes and pray. The reason we shut our eyes is to avoid distractions. There are people today who say they are praying and their mind is wandering. You've not seen that? When you are praying, Satan can get your mind busy. You are just praying. Blah, 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 blah. The next Satan says, stew, in the fire. You now pause. Now carry phone. Hello? Shega, blah, 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 blah. Agnes, I beg. Check my stew. You drop it. You keep it. Shantele, blah, 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 blah. The cell will just come. Pram, you're close. Look at the weather. It's almost raining. your clothes, you are in church. You say, rah, 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 you now carry your phone, rah, 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 rah. Agbisi, agbisi, agbisi. I've been the phone, even the phone. I've pack, 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 pack. You think it's the Holy Ghost that reminded you that thing? It's not the Holy Ghost, though, in case you think. Are you following what I'm saying? This, if you can have control, I'm going there. I'm going to talk about that. So Satan is giving you all kinds of. That's when one call is coming to your phone. I see people that they are praying and they are. They are praying and they are chatting. In fact, when they want to act like they are spiritual, I am praying. Call me. You are not praying. So the place, that's why we get the place. People don't believe. There's a place of the closet. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Go into thy closet, for thy Father will see it in secret. You hear what the Bible says? But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall do what? Yeah. Yeah. You must have a place. You must have a place. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 tells us how Jesus withdrew himself to pray. This was before he chose 12 disciples. He withdrew himself to the mountain to pray. There are times you just take a day, take some hours, go to church premise, get a spot, just spend time with God. Why I don't even advise people to go to physical mountains anymore is because most of those mountains have become polluted. That's why I don't advise people to go to physical mountains. Because if you go there, you see people will come with candles. I'm not against that. I mean, people do what they want to do, but I won't do it. And candles and incense. On the same mountain, you have come to seek the face of God. So spirits, because all of those things attract spirits. All the incense and candles attract spirits. You don't know? And incense and candles do not attract the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not come through candles and incense. Candle and incense attract demonic spirits. Hello? So any church where candle and incense is what they practice, and they tell you that with that candle and incense, you receive the Holy Spirit, they are lying to you. It's a demon. Now, you say, Apostle, but my child was sick. When I used candle, incense, my child became okay. You are not smart or dead. They just use your brain. Let me tell you what they did to you. The demon that is attacking your child is a junior demon. They just gave that demon an instruction. Say, please leave the child alone. Stop oppressing the child. Start oppressing the finance. So as soon as your child became aware, your finances were blocked. You now went to there again to burn another incense. They burn incense, your mother fell sick. You know what I'm saying? They lose one, they tie one. They lose one. So as far as you are concerned, you keep going to them. They want to make you neck deep inside. Are you following what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit does not come through candles and incense or oil. It's a free gift. If you have to burn candle and incense, then it's no more a gift. Anything you have to get, is that a gift? What is a gift? A gift is something you did nothing to get. Oh, are you listening to what I'm saying? So if I have to burn candle, I said so, I'm saying so. Any place where they burn candles or they burn incense, if they say they are burning candle because NEPA took light, then we forgive them. If they are burning candle because there is no light, we forgive them. If they are burning incense because they want to change the aroma of the place, we forgive them. But if they are doing all of that because they say spirits, or the spirit, of course, spirits will call demonic spirits, but if they say the Holy Spirit, and if you have not ever been to a place where they burn candle, burn incense, and you received the anointing, you didn't receive anything. You received strange spirits. Because that's not the Holy Spirit. Hello? Hello? So location matters. Spend time. Luke chapter 9 verse 28. Luke chapter 9 and verse 28. Luke chapter 6 verse 46. Luke 9:28 says, it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went where? Up the mountain to pray. To a mountain to pray. To a mountain to pray. Luke 6:48. Or 46. Sorry. Luke 6:46. Go to 48. Luke 6:12, he withdrew to a mountain all night in prayer. But there's something I saw. People tell us that you don't need to go to church. Church now mind the day. Right? The body of Christ, the church is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. It's a complete body of Christ. That's the church. So when we're talking about the church, it's the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. The body of Christ has different parts. The choir is part of the body. The ushers are part of the body. The instrumentalists are part of the body. I mean, the body of Christ. So when you say you alone, you are the church, and church is in your mind, where is the choir? You are laughing. Where is the usher in your mind? Where is the protocol in your mind? I need to know, because this church is in the mind. I want to know. So our standard is Jesus. Was Jesus going to a physical place? See it in the Bible. Luke chapter 4 verse 16. Luke 4:16. Was Jesus going to a physical place? Cabrini did it loud and clear. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, as what did he do? On. So Jesus was a committed church member. While he was here, he was going to the physical synagogue. So when you now stay at home, who are you copying? And he says in Hebrews 10, he said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some. It's because he knows some people become arrogant and say, no, me, I'm staying at home. In fact, now the days of social media, they say, I watch live service. Praise the Lord. Are you getting anything today? As he saw, he was a committed church member. The next thing, number two, I'll tell you and then I'll just pray, is to maintain intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I've told you, create time. I told you two things to do that will empower your timing. Eliminate distractions and be careful and get a good location. If you want to maintain intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the second thing, guard your mind. Guard your mind. Guard, not guide. Guard. G-U-A-R-D. Guard. Protect your mind. Protect it. Protect it. Protect it. Protect it. Protect it. An attacked mind can affect intimacy. A polluted mind can affect your intimacy with God. Protect your mind. People who are not saved, who are not born again today, it's because the devil has attacked their mind. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 said, the God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine on them. God wants them saved. But the glorious gospel of the image of Christ, the enemy blinded their minds so that that light does not shine in there. That conviction is when the light shines, you say the person is convicted. Guide your mind. Guide your mind. Guide your mind. Protect your mind. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. James chapter 1 verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all, not some of his ways, all his ways. Jesus, no one, right? Jesus Christ, no one ever, because he was 100% man, 100% God. No one ever manifested God like him while he was in flesh. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea. He even said, go and lose a donkey. Donkey was waiting. They came and they loosened the donkey and they brought, go to the sea, you see a fish. What kind of man was that? Powerful. But there was a key. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind. So what made Jesus Jesus was his mind. So if you want to operate the dimension Jesus operated, you must know how to handle your mind. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Your mind is important. Your mind is important. There is nothing you cannot do for God if you have the mind for it. Nehemiah, they built the wall in 52 days. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 6, because the people had a mind to walk. If you have a mind to serve God, you will serve him. If you have a mind to become the best in your academics, you will. If you have a mind to succeed in life, you will. It takes the mind. The effort begins. How many of you know to fail is very easy? You don't know. Very easy to fail. Just enter the hall, carry the script and the paper, tear it, and just go home. You have failed. It's very easy. Or just carry a pen, just put one arrow. It's easy. As you are standing now, just release yourself. What will happen? You fall. It's easy. But to stand and walk takes deliberate, intentional effort. You have to be conscious of it. Say, I'm going outside there. What the? You are down. To die is easy. To live is intentional. To die now, it's easy to die. Dangote trailer is too big. People have bike accidents and die. The man wants to leave a bike, he's coming. He jumps. The bike man passes by. It's intentional. Same way we walk with God. Guard your mind. When your mind is polluted, the Holy Spirit cannot speak fluently to you. The things you watch, the things you see. Job 23, verse 13. Job 23, verse 13. He said, but he is one mind, who can turn him? What is so desired, even that which he doeth. Once you have a mind that stayed and fixed, Isaiah 26, verse 3, he said, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Your mind has to be God conscious. Matthew 23, verse 37. Matthew, not Malachi. The difference is clear. Matthew 23:37. Oh, this guy needs help. Matthew 12:33. Matthew 12:33. Luke 10:27. Matthew 12:33, Luke 10:27. Bring up Luke 10:27 also. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. So you must love God with what? How do you love God with your mind? Your mind must continually be occupied with the things of God. Those things you watch, images become pictures. Pictures become habits. Habits become character. Character becomes destiny. So it starts from image. What are you watching? What are you watching? What are the things you give attention? What are the things? Most people have issues with spiritual husband and spiritual wife. In fact, some people don't have one spiritual wife. They are like four. They are polygamous spiritually. Spiritual allergy. How does it begin? It begins with the things they watch. You go on your phone and you subscribe to pornographic pictures. So you are watching those things. You watch them. The next thing, Satan now acts them. They come and pollute your mind. Now, there are people that don't watch all that and still get such attack. That's a deliverance case. You have to continually minister to yourself. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and spirit. That's filthiness of the flesh and spirit. You must minister to yourself. But when you start having such images, such pictures, you are watching such things, you must guard the things you watch. Anything that does not add to your life. Let me give you a recommendation of what the Bible scripturally commands you to watch. God gave a commandment. Philippians 4:7. You see, it's a commandment. He said, in this world you will have peace. And that peace passeth all understanding. Once your mind is stayed on God. Once your mind is stayed on God, the peace that passeth all understanding. Now go back to verse 6. Then we'll come to verse 8. Be careful for nothing, but in prayers, in everything, in prayer and supplication, requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. Verse 8. Finally. What is finally? What is finally? Conclusion. What is finally? Conclusion. Brethren, these are the things that God says you should get your attention. Whatsoever things, most of the things you are listening to are lies. You are watching are lies. Most of the things are lies. I was watching TV one day. I just got angry. I was in America. I forgot the state I was in. Then they were trying to advertise one drink like that. One mouse. You know this mouse? You know little rat? He now had the drink. He now drank it. I mean, brrr, it became a lion. I just off the TV. What kind of lie is that one? Even my last child, he used one hand to hold the drink. It's an energy drink. A mouse, you know a mouse. He just held the drink like that. Go. Next day, brrr, a lion. Ah, so if you drink that thing from being a mouse. So I said, this is not, whoever came up with this idea, they should fire that person. So we are seeing so many lies. Don't take that scripture off. Bring it up. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. What does it mean to be just? Fair. One side of a story is not a true story. Whatsoever things are fair, balanced, just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good. Somebody poured acid on somebody. That good report. Why are you reading it? Whatsoever things are good. If any virtue, if it's something you can draw virtue from, if there be any praise, think. These are the things that should take your attention. Good things. Somebody just got married. Wow, thank God. Somebody bought a car. Wow. But do you know, in the generation we are living in, the reverse is the case. Yes. There are people we agree together now. They'll say, you, I'm going to insult you publicly. You insult me back. We'll fight so that we can get at traffic. So they'll do that. You'll come out. You'll fight the person. We'll insult the person. We'll cry. And the person will just be quiet. By the time you have gathered enough, say, now you respond. It's not a game. Somebody was doing music. And I don't know whether the person thought that was a gospel music because it was only one small Jesus inside. You know, some people believe that gospel song just put one Jesus. Jesus! Just put. They think gospel song is anything that has small Jesus inside. You can be naked, you can do it, but so long you put Jesus. So she sent it to me. I listened, I kept quiet, I didn't say anything. And she said, Papa, you have not. It's powerful. I kept quiet, I said, but the pictures, why were you hearing all those? Sarah, Papa, that one is to win the world. There are some people that do not like, so we are telling them that we are radicals for Christ. We are still Christian. No? I say, okay. So what do you want me to tell you? I say, what do you think about the song? I say, by the Spirit of God, or as a human being, as a person? Say, yes. I say, okay. What I will tell you, the cameraman, the editor, all of you, you should block yourself on the phone. Don't greet yourself again. To put this rubbish together. Guess what? In less than a month, the song was in places. Places I never thought it could enter. So I called, I said, how did this song go? He said, Daddy, we know the way they do them. This person came online and quarreled with a top music promoter. The music promoter now got angry and said, you didn't bring your song on time and all that. So they got traffic over the song. People now will say, which way to be the song, Seth? they downloaded it. So it was, the song became popular via traffic. Not that it was good. Because if you check the way most things are done today, when people sing rubbish, they promote it well. They promote it well. Because most songs that are all over the place, where's the sense? I don't want to be specific. Where's the sense in their song? No content. No content. Whatsoever things are pure. So God wants you. All of those platforms you are following, that does not build your spirit. You don't finish hearing things and at the end, you're like, oh Jesus, I want to go and pray. Things, when you finish watching them, you get tired of Christianity, you get tired of church, you get tired of God, you get tired of everything, and you are still following them. Unfollow them. And when I say unfollow such things, I'm not saying it because, you know, if you talk like that, they'll say, oh, maybe as they are doing those things, is getting to you. Get to who? Get to who? I had somebody say that the pastors are, they are getting angry that what we are doing is affecting them. I laughed and laughed. Social media was not there when we started ministry. The only ministries that can close through social media are ministries that social media started. Only church on Facebook can close by Facebook. Whatever did not start on the media cannot close by, be closed by the media. But I'm telling you, for your spiritual life, there are some things you must not hear. Try it for 1 month. A pastor in Benue State, you know, was listening to all kinds of nonsense online, and he was one of the, he's one of our sons of the prophet, and he was listening to it, was telling some of our people, say, ah, have you seen what they say about that pastor? He said about this pastor, and he was having crisis one time. So he decided to pray, and the Lord used my form to appear to him. I said, the things you are watching and the things you are listening are the things polluting your spirit from having a relationship with God. As soon as he woke up, he unfollowed, he blocked, unfollowed. Even those that were sending links to him, he blocked. In few weeks, there was a revival. Because when the devil wants to take your attention, it doesn't come as Satan. No, it comes like the angel of light. That's why you see somebody working for the devil, they will tell you that they are attacking the church to open the eyes of the church. Have you heard that before? We are opening people's eyes. They are blind. We are opening their eyes. They will make you believe that this is God they are working for. So please, guard your mind. If you want peace, you want to have an intimacy with the Holy Spirit, guard your mind. Romans 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you want life and peace, be mindful of the spirit, the things of the spirit rather. Be spiritually minded. Guard your mind. Guard your mind. There are many things you are praying against today, many thoughts, because it is picture and words that become thoughts. You see, there is no sin. No man will sin. Every sin is predicated on a thought. A thought. For you to go and rob somebody, you think, you plan. Before you wore mask, you didn't think about it. Before you want to put mask on your face, was that an accident? Did you wear mask by accident? You now put the mask. You now be silent. You take torch. All those are processes. You take torch light, you now carry a gun. After you finish smoking, so that you forget about your sorrows. You now slept and you now woke up because robbery must have a time frame. 1 a.m., 2 a.m. When sleep is sweet to your victim. Those are thought process. You were told there's a back door. You didn't come from the gate. You now, all of those things started from thoughts, from the information you allowed into your spirit. And that's why the best way to arrest sin is when it's still in the thoughts. When the devil is wiring, sit down, when the devil is wiring, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Spirit of God, let my thoughts come under the control of the Holy. Once you can arrest it as a thought, it can become an action. When you want to steal, it's a thought. You see it, you plan it, you wait. Huh? I remember when I was young, I was like 6 or 7, I can't remember. My mother sent me to go and buy something. There was money I saw on the ground. It wasn't one note, it was like 3 on the ground. So when I got there, I saw a boy. He was standing by the money. He didn't touch the money. So when he came, I wanted to touch. I saw the way he looked at me, and I was too. So two of us were standing. He would look at me, I would look at him, we look at the money, we stood. So there was a young girl that was coming. The girl which came, she was about to, we just looked at her, she stopped. She now stood. So we had three. Now, we all of us, we stood. When we want to move, we'll just stand. Everybody wants to move, we'll stand. It was somebody who was smarter than us. We were just passing by, was playing football. Was thinking, but just entered, just carried the money. The way all of us eased at the same time, we started going back to where. Now, that's to let you know that there were two levels of criminals there now. There were amateur criminals that are still learning how to steal. They were not criminals. Are you following what I'm saying? They still had some conscience, so they're looking at the money. But there was a professional. Let's rise up so we can pray. Hallelujah.